But, you know, let's get back to the present. On the web with me right now, I have my good buddy Eric Douglas, who is an author, a novelist, a diver, you name it, he's done it. And Eric is on via the web today on Scuba Radio. Eric, how are you, buddy?
Doing great, Greg. Great to hear from you, pal.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like you're in the studio with me, yet you are in, like, what, North Carolina right now, right?
No. Where? I'm in West Virginia.
West Virginia. North Carolina, West Virginia, tomato, tomato, you know.
You know, you can be excused for North Carolina because I lived there for an awfully long time.
Right. It takes me a while to catch up in that regard. Yeah. But, you know, but it sounds like you're right here with me.
I'm right there beside you in spirit.
We get this new technology. It allows us to connect with everybody around the world and make it sound like they're in the studio with us, even though they're not. So we get the benefits of being together without the smells.
Without the smells. So much better than those drop phone calls on cell phones and all that, right?
Oh, exactly. Yes. We can pick up the nuance, the energy that we're trying to capture, and our love for diving as you express yourself about your last dive, let's start right there. I mean, I know you're always getting inspiration for your books, and we'll get to that in just a bit, but have you done any diving lately, Eric?
You know, I have to say that I was diving, it's been a couple weeks, but just a couple weeks ago I was in the water, doing a very, very cool dive, but not for the reasons you might think. I wasn't diving with great whites or manta rays or anything like that. I was actually diving with my dad. It was 2 days after his 76th birthday.
Ah, wow.
And we went to Somersville Lake here in West Virginia. It's actually the lake I learned to dive in originally back in 1990. So that you can do the math. But I actually did my first 60 open water dives in that lake before I ever dived in the ocean.
Yeah.
But Dad and I went up there and just did a couple fun little dives just to blow some bubbles and remember what it's like.
Well, how about that? So that was actually on his birthday, or this was
it was 2 days after. His birthday was on Thursday, and we ran up Saturday morning and made the dives.
Okay, but, now it was his 76th birthday celebration dive. Is that what you're telling me?
That's exactly what it was.
So you took him to a lake as opposed to, hey, let's go to Fiji or someplace.
Well, you know, the birthday budgets aren't what they used to be, shall we?
Yeah, Dad, I'm an author. I'm a struggling artist here. You gotta help a son out now and then. But no, absolutely. It's all about the love of diving. It doesn't matter where you're at. You're blowing bubbles. You're having fun.
You know, and the cool part about that is just, you know, sharing it across the generations is being able to diving with your dad. I mean, that's kind of cool to begin with. But
it is.
And you know, and I tell you what, he's 76 years old, and I hope I have half as much energy as he does. I wish I had that much energy now, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, he's still just kicking it.
That's nice. You know, and that's one of the cool things about diving. You really don't have to be a physical specimen of, like, you know, heroic proportions, even though we would like to project that. You hear what I'm saying?
We all like to think we are.
Exactly. Trust me, we are serious badasses when it comes to being a scuba diver. Don't get me wrong. However, the reality is that you can go well into your advanced years and still be able to enjoy your diving activities. And I guess your dad is proof of it.
You can make diving as either adventurous or as relaxing as you want. It kind of depends on your mood of the day. You know, you can do the 300-foot dive on a snorkel if you want, or you can do 30-foot, 40-foot dives in the local mountain lake and just, yeah, kind of puddle around and blow bubbles and chase fish. And there's actually a little about 30-foot boat that's been sunk in the lake specifically for divers to crawl around on. So, you know, we went and cruised on that. And
yeah.
Actually, I had just gotten a new GoPro, so I shot a little GoPro video of diving with Dad.
That's cool. Very cool. And, I mean, is he diving much these days, or was that kind of a rarity for him?
He actually, the funny thing was, when I moved to California, he wasn't a diver at that time. He decided to learn to dive after I moved away. So the first dive we made together was in the Coronado Islands in California. Hmm. And then he actually got into it so much, he became a dive master. He, you know, in his 60s, decided to chase the dream and become a dive master. He doesn't dive as much as he used to. It's a few dives a year now is about all he gets in the water for. But He still gets wet. He's actually big into trout fishing now, so he's easing into his retirement, shall we say.
Well, there you go. West Virginia lake diving right now. Water temp was probably fairly reasonable, wasn't it?
First 20-25 feet was mid to upper 70s.
Well, there you go. And then you hit the thermocline. Yeah.
Yeah, and the bottom drops out a little bit.
Yeah.
We didn't go deeper in about 45 because much below that, it gets back into the 50s and 60s.
Mm.
But the top, I was diving in a 3 mil, but it was, I never even got remotely chilled.
Yeah. Well, but you hit a thermocline around 25 feet.
Yeah. It starts cooling off a little bit about 25 feet.
Yeah.
But it gets worse about 50.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Yeah. I could probably deal with that. At this point, with a 3 mil for sure. But yeah, that's cool. You're getting out there doing a little bit of diving in between all your writing activities, which you've just been doing tons of stuff. You're doing short stories. You're doing, these big novels and things. This is like your full time thing now, right, Eric?
It's my full time gig now, and it's been a lot of fun. I actually just got profiled in the State Journal, which is a business newspaper up here, that talking about me being a scuba diver in West Virginia, as a matter of fact. But I just released my fifth novel a few months ago, fifth of the Dive Adventure Mike Scott series. And this one, actually, for what it's worth, starts in West Virginia and then takes off into the Mayan Riviera, into Tulum, Mexico, into the cenotes in Mexico.
Nice.
And working on a new short story, should actually have that out in the next month or so. That's the Withrow Key series. I did a whole series of short stories set in my own little fictional key in the Florida Keys. So, yeah, I'm just living the dream and having some fun.
Booksbyeric.com. You got to go there and check out more information. But, Eric, hold the line, because I want to find out where you're getting inspiration from these stories, because I have a feeling all his years in the dive industry has just led to this, and now we're finally finding out what he's really been up to all these years. That's coming up next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I'm talking to Eric Douglas, my good friend from the dive industry for many, many years. He used to work at Divers Alert Network, and now he does a little bit of thing. I mean, he does a little bit of industry stuff here and there, but his main focus is on writing novels that have, they have a character that dives a lot. Mike Scott is his name. He's like better than that dude in The Bourne Identity, Jason Bourne, way better, a cooler character for us scuba divers that we can relate to. Right, Eric?
I was going to say, I don't think he's a super agent who's lost his memory, but other than that, he's much cooler than Jason
Bourne. Well, he is. He's just an adventure kind of guy. He's a journalist, travels around the world, dives, and he gets into trouble wherever he goes, and then he finds a way to battle the enemy and win. And it's all this covert kind of stuff he gets wrapped up into. And I read some of these stories and I'm thinking, I think Eric had a secret life that he wasn't telling us about back in the day. Is there any truth to this, Eric? And I know you get it asked all the time from people that read your books, but come on, fess up.
There are still statutes of limitations on some of that stuff, and I really just can't answer that question.
Okay. Spoken like a true author. Exactly. But you have to read these books. They are very entertaining. Great reads. I've said this to you before, Eric. Your that series, that Mike Scott series, definitely reads like a movie. I mean, you could definitely, when you read the book, I just feel like I'm watching a movie. You know what I'm saying? A kind of a cool adventure, thriller type of movie.
I will take that as an ultimate compliment.
That's
how I see them myself, frankly.
Well, are you getting any interest from Hollywood? I mean, you wrote Flooding Hollywood for Christ. Come on.
I wrote Flooding Hollywood. You know what? Actually, what's interesting, and I don't know why, that book's been selling really well recently. I keep a pretty close tab on my book sales. And for some reason, that book's been selling well. So I don't know. Maybe there's somebody out there who's nibbling on it. But no, I actually did have a conversation you know how the industry goes, or how the film industry goes. People talk, and then it never comes to anything. So I did have a conversation with some people who were talking to me about making a film, but nothing's materialized yet. I haven't been signing any contracts yet.
Well, we'll see. It's only a matter of time, I have no doubt. Once again, booksbyeric.com. Go there, find out more about his novels and much, much more about our good friend Eric Douglas. All right, more coming up right after the Dan Tip.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.